Everyone walks out with the Mormon Bible on the way out. They get free.
Get your Bible. Get your Book of Mormon. Get your Book of Mormon here.
I mean, has he not seen the movie Heavyweights? Has he not seen when Harvey Bushkin when he was
so excited to see where this goes?
And he goes, "Don't anyone sign your checks,
gentlemen."
Yes.
Welcome to our bonus sports talking episode.
What?
You know what changed between episode one and now? Nothing. We're drinking the same thing. We're doing the same thing. Our docket was so long. We were off last week. We wanted to give the people something special.
A bonus.
Some premium content.
Oh, you're speaking so much with your hands on an audio premium format. You're doing great.
Damn it. Premium content for the folks. The docket was just too long. We missed out on too many stories from last week. So thank you for listening to our bonus sports docket. We're just going to jump right into it. We're just coming off of our other episode here. Jumping into the Shohei Ohtani story.
Oof.
Oh, my gosh, guys. We talked about this a few weeks ago. More has unraveled, fortunately, in Ohtani's favor.
Yeah.
A lot to go on here. Let me just throw some numbers out there. Mizuhara, who is the interpreter, the FBI, CIA, whoever the government.
It was FBI.
Came out with their 37-page report. Mizuhara placed 19,000 bets.
You've got to be kidding.
Between 2021, 2024.
That's a solid weekend, boys.
Averaging 25 bets a day.
I can't believe it's not more than that for that total.
Okay. Well, hold on. You ready now? The winnings is about $142 million.
But how much is to lose it?
Loss is about $182 million.
Oh,
the original story.
40 mil loss, but that's
40
all.
Million lost. The interpreter claimed that, the initial report was, what, $8 million stolen out of Ohtani? And then it climbed to maybe like 16?
Like 16 million?
And then it got to 40 at one point.
And now it's 40 million. So here's what happened. The interpreter had access to an account, was telling all the tax people, financial advisors, agents that Ohtani preferred this account stay private. Mizuhara had access to the account, so he was paying Ohtani's bills and kind of like an assistant, and just sliding out $40 million to pay his bets to an illegal bookmaker. The report also mentioned that the bookmaker was trying to get a hold of Mizuhara, couldn't get a hold of him because the losses were too big. Mizuhara, or the illegal bookmaker, texted Mizuhara saying, "Hey, well, I'm just going to go talk to Shohei Ohtani, who's walking his dog right here by me," which is very mob. Like, that's like, there's my guy. I'm going to go talk to my guy.
Right there. Yeah.
It looks like Ohtani is in the clear. They read through thousands and thousands of text messages between the two. Nothing was said about sports gambling to the interpreter. But man, the interpreter has a problem. What a big story. We hit on this a few weeks ago. Chris thought Ohtani was in on it. Egg on you, Chris.
I still think
thoughts on the story. Oh, you think it's a... Oh, Chris. Okay. Take it away.
Life is a soap opera, if only in my own mind. That's all the more reasoning I have to back that up.
Oh, my. What do we think of the Ohtani story kind of wrapping up? Ohtani, he looks very naive and not financially savvy. I guess you pay people for that, but damn, $40 million is a lot to...
I mean, it's absolutely not wrapped up. It may be from like
private.
Yeah, it may be from like the MLB's investigative side of things that's wrapping up. But like, I imagine that's because they're handing off everything to the FBI, and the FBI is like, back off, let us do our jobs. So this is going to be like a years long process, I imagine. Like sometime 2-3 years down the road, this dude is going to get the book thrown at him. He's
going
to wind up.
Oh, he's going to jail.
In jail. Like, he's going to get, like, you know, friend of the show, Kim Jong Il style. Like, he goes
to
jail.
Friend of the show.
Kids goes to jail.
We can't say friend of the show for a dictator of North Carolina.
North Carolina.
He's saying that he's still alive and he's in charge of the country. Why can't I pretend he's our friend?
He's probably still listening somewhere.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Kim.
In a little hole somewhere.
I would love to think.
My big takeaway from this is that Ohtani is not only naive, it's like he's almost like a child at this point. I mean, has he not seen the movie Heavyweights? Has he not seen when Harvey Bushkin when he
I'm
was
so
in
excited
there,
to goes, see where this goes
and he goes don't anyone sign your checks. I mean, it's just like I remember as a kid thinking about that. This guy lost everything because he let people sign his checks and
did
let him
you just
pay,
mention
pay
a room. 90s.
That's right.
Is he Fat Camp Disney movie?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was the deepest possible cut. And that
my
was,
wife is
that
so was happy.
Played by, that was played by Ben Stiller's dad.
Yeah, Jerry
it?
Stiller.
Yeah.
All of our wives are so happy right now.
Yeah.
Oh
don't let
God.
Anyone
what?
Sign your checks.
I brought up our friendship with Kim Jong Il, yeah. And I still had less of a crazy take than what Joey just laid out.
Oh my God. Guys, 19,000 bets. This guy has a problem.
It's absurd.
It's unbelievable.
It's not okay.
No. And he won a lot of money, but he lost a lot of money.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you win when you lose so much more.
He said, technically, I did steal from him, wrote in a message to his bookmaker. So he told the bookmaker he stole. So that's not good for your case.
Yeah, and
this guy's going to jail.
And now we got to watch out for Otani's knees. Now that this bookmaker is getting investigated by the FBI, this isn't good.
No, Otani is. He claims he was just focused on baseball. It was just a whole.
Do we know how this all broke originally? Like,
because the illegal bookie was under investigation, and it all kind of unraveled from there. Speaking of gambling scandals, there's another one that's been wrapped up that we mentioned a few weeks ago. Jonte Porter. Oh my gosh. You talk about fucking stupid. This
Seriously.
Guy is so stupid.
Oh my God.
Banned for life from the NBA. What we talked about a few weeks ago was some way big numbers were put on his unders as far as performance on prop bets. I think Chris said over $1 million is...
It was
payout, or the biggest payout?
There were several bets of six figures on this random bench riders unders.
Yes, which, who was also in the G League, so he was getting minutes. Toronto Raptors they traded a lot of their valuable players away, so this guy was actually getting minutes, enough minutes to have prop bets.
Okay, so Michael Porter's brother. I still can't believe that.
Yes, which
it was a tough week for Michael Porter because then his other brother immediately was like. Well, as long as we're being morons, I'm going to go out and give me a DUI.
I didn't know that. Excellent. Oh, the Porter brothers.
Yeah, kind of Patrick Mahomes situation going on from Michael Porter Jr. of just everyone else around him is a disaster. And here he's trying to focus in on the NBA Finals.
Yes. So as the investigation came out, Brian Windhorst reported that Porter did the three things each individually would get you banned for life. One, he bet on his own. Full strikeout on this guy. He bet on himself to underperform in games.
Holy shit.
Underperform.
That's the worst.
According to Windhorst,
he believes in himself.
Yeah, he
that's
takes himself out.
The worst one?
No. Wow. The second one was leaking insider information, which Windhorst says is the biggest one because that's one that could a lot of people could leak out injury information. Inside the locker room information. That's the one the NBA is the most scared about, is leaking information out to bettors like that. That was number two. He was talking about his team, injury reports, inside info. Number three, he pulled a Pete Rose, but on the opposite side, he bet on the Raptors to lose.
Yep,
he bet on his own team to lose.
You can't do that.
Technically, he was on the G League team when he made these bets, but oh my God, he was getting minutes. He was getting about 20 minutes a game. He was making the NBA... Like he was making a go at it. Life-changing thing.
That's absurd.
The bookie did win $1 million.
Like 15 grand at a time or something like that?
This was all for a total of $20,000. The bookie that he was working with did win $1 million bet, but then it was flagged by the NBA in the books. So the $1 million bet actually was not paid out. So he actually, all of this for $20,000.
Jonte
Porter, dumbass.
Lifetime ban.
Lifetime ban. Wow. What a closure to that. Man, they sniffed that shit out quick.
What an idiot.
And they're like, what do you think? You're not going to get caught? I just don't understand. You think you're
betting
smarter
on yourself,
than these?
I mean, insider information, I think, is lower than betting on yourself. Because you can actually control that. I mean, insider information, yes. But if you have a line of 1.5 and you're just like, I am not going to score. Even as much as that line of 1.5.
I think the reason that the NBA is more worried about that and they're wanting to use him to be like the sacrificial lamb for that is because that is so much more murky, so much tougher to track. it disseminates really quickly. Versus like, yeah, if I see Jonte Porter bets on himself and then has a shitty game, oh my God, I wonder if there was some sort of correlation between those two things happening.
Like, he took himself out for an eye injury.
Yeah, that's so straightforward. That's so obvious. Okay,
I can't go back.
Hammer dropped on your head. Adios, you're done.
But Jonte, this is your chance.
Of like
this
insider information. Like, yeah, that's spooky because that's where it gets real, real murky. And real difficult to like enforce, track. Like, I see their perspective on that.
What a dumbass.
Way to go, Adam Silver. You had a spine in one single situation.
Oh, that wraps up two of the biggest gambling scandals in our lifetime, I would say. In memory. More light news, Coyotes. Arizona Coyotes? Phoenix Coyotes.
Yeah, well, they were Phoenix. Now they're Arizona Coyotes, and now they don't exist.
No, NHL team, for those that don't know, they were in a 5,000 Arizona State
Mullet Arena.
Mullet Arena, boys.
Which was actually really awesome.
They were recently bought out by a Salt Lake group who owns the Utah Jazz, and within like a week, those boys are moving to Utah. They're moving to Salt Lake next season. Coyotes off to Utah, brand new name. New brand, I think new records and everything getting moved over. Initial thoughts, guys. That's kind of exciting. They got Park City, big ski town, more of a winter town than Arizona.
You know, I hope they're called the Utah Yeti. That's the early name.
Is it on the list?
That's what a lot of the fans that want. They did a trademark.
Like a copyright. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
they did a trademark.
Oh, they did? Did they really?
Yeah.
Recently,
yeah.
The top five that they just did. That I don't really like that much was like the Utah Blizzard. I was like, but we already have the Avalanche.
Yeah, it's a little too close to the Avalanche.
Yeah, and then they trademarked the Hockey Club, Utah Hockey Club, and Utah HC. And then I was just, and then the Utah Fury. I was like, I don't know.
Utah Venom.
That's right now. I think that's one that's saying is going to win. I'm like, I don't know. I want the Utah Yeti.
That would dope. Be
the that's Utah awesome. Hockey Club. That's okay, but Utah Yetis are
Utah Yeti would be that's awesome. Wild. And then like, and it's not even plural because an imaginary animal doesn't have a plural, so it's the Utah Yeti. You know,
thanks you for see into the Juice Boys show for
you hear a herd of grammar. You see a herd of
language yeti. Lessons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like moosin.
Because it's not a real boxing. Animal. Yeah,
I got a box and a donut.
Well, the Juice Boys are putting their vote in on the Utah Yetis. Or no, Utah Yeti.
Utah Sister Wives, actually.
Oh.
Oh, Utah Storm and Mormons is another one that people really
Ooh,
want.
I like that. I retract mine. That is infinitely better.
Of course, it can't ever happen, but wouldn't that be amazing? The Salt Lake Storm and Mormons.
Storm and Mormons.
That would just be
No, it's going to be Utah. They did come out and say it's going to be Utah.
I know, they said that. Yeah, it's going to be
Utah. Utah Storm and Mormon, baby.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Let's go, Mormon.
Everybody quietly claps. Everybody quietly claps.
On Sundays, you have to wear the magic underwear.
The lady have to keep their hands in their laps.
No games on Sundays, guys. No games on Sundays. Yeah. The Utah Storm and Mormon. Joey.
That's amazing.
Yeti would be good, too, though.
Everyone walks out with the Mormon Bible on the way out. They get free.
Get your Bible. Get your Book of Mormon. Get your Book of Mormon here. What? That's scratch, huh?
Book of Mormon is a concession stand.
Yeah.
They've got the little blimps that fly above head and they drop them down under your lap.
Get your Mormon here.
That's the dumbest thing. Not the Storm and Mormon. It's the concession stand.
And only one soda. Only one type of soda.
Only one soda. Just and all the booze has 2% alcohol. Yeah.
There's one type of soda and Book of Mormon.
You can have beer, but it's a 2%er. It's Mike's 3.2. Hard Lemonade 3.2.
Yeah,
that's right. All right, guys. The Caitlin Clark effect continues, guys. She was taken number one on her off
Hell
week.
Hell yeah.
Let's Indiana go. Fever. I think the first game, they immediately had to move to the Pacers Stadium.
Yeah.
Her jersey sold out in a matter of 1 hour, all sizes.
Tim McGraw bought one and was rocking it on stage. Yeah.
She signed a $10 million deal with Nike. If she's not named to the USA Olympic team, they're fucking stupid. I don't know why they wouldn't put her.
Has that not been a thing yet?
She's not official on the roster yet.
Oh,
if
God.
She's not,
what
then,
are they
oh
doing?
My gosh. The Masters ratings came out about 9 million. So Caitlin Clark officially had better ratings than the Masters.
By 7 million
by
people?
By 7 million people? Yeah. Caitlin Clark's on a heater.
Yeah.
More games getting moved to bigger stadiums. WNBA, what do we think, boys?
She might be the saving grace.
I hope she might be. I'd love to see it.
You know, and it's just like we're seeing, I think the Caitlin Clark effect is hitting other sports. I saw that the National Women's Hockey League had a sellout in Montreal, 21,000 people sellout like up there. And that's only their second season, like in existence. They're like their National Women's Hockey League doesn't even have team names yet. They're just Boston and Toronto and Montreal.
I have a name if they go to Utah. I got a name. I got a name if they want it.
But it's amazing. They sold out, dude. I know people love hockey, and especially in Montreal, but still, as a women's game, I think the Caitlin Clark effect is transcending sport. It's pretty incredible.
Kansas City just opened up the first women's-focused soccer stadium, too.
It's amazing.
Season tickets sold out. Yeah, season tickets sold out, so same kind of support there. Caitlin Clark, I think it'll be interesting as far as can she adapt. Is she going to score as much? Is she going to have free reign? I'm just interested in the logistics of
She's cocky enough to where she's going to be going for it. I mean, she's one of those good cocky, you know, that like mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. like Larry mm-hmm. Bird. That's she's one of those people, yeah. those trash talkers that's going
to
tell you.
As opposed to Pat Beverly.
Yeah. Oh. She's no Pat Bev. You know, she's Larry Bird, where she's gonna be in your ear saying, in this inbounds, I'm gonna go right, I'm gonna go left, I'm gonna catch it, and then I'm gonna shoot this three in your eye. And then go do it. You know, and she's good enough to, I think she's gonna dominate.
I hope it continues. I think there's kind of a fear too, is will it fizzle out? She get the WNBA, they play 40 games in the summer. I hope they can do it. Yeah, I hope they can do it.
She took Iowa. No one gives a shit about Iowa to national prominence. And so she could take Indiana.
I hope it does. I mean, it's like such a classic, like where the NBA is right now, where even just the baseline players are getting hand over fist money. They're getting generational money thrown at them.
Would you like to be one
of the people who like gets to come in when the league is like hobbled together, trying to keep itself afloat, and you get to be one of those players that like
she's it.
The league gets built in your image, like you wind up having that long term, like historic legacy, but it also comes at the cost of like you're getting paid like you manage a Kroger's.
No joke. I mean, she like
that's true. $70,000.
Sadly, I'm going to make more money than she is, and I am an assistant principal in Bailey, Colorado, and that's absurd. But her endorsements. She'll be fine.
I mean, that's for sure great for her, but like that still doesn't overwrite the fact that like, yeah, like the WNBA is still just paying her a pittance.
We'll see if they start getting the numbers of actual NBA teams, if they're selling out every game at Indiana.
Yeah, it'd be huge.
Huge.
Like the Indiana NBA stadium, then that money's going to flow back into that team and they can pay her and set this new like – from unreachable level for WNBA players. So then, I mean, this could happen. Yeah. This could happen. She could be the first $1 million contract, you know, $1 million a year player. This could happen.
And it could be the Michael Jordan effect. If they're dumb enough to keep her off the Olympics, I don't know why, but she goes to the Olympics, goes overseas, starts a whole international movement for women's basketball. I mean, it could be
especially
the very
in
much
Europe
same thing.
When basketball is really big out there. So this could be huge.
All right, guys, let's finish up our nice bonus episode. Thanks for tuning in to a nice fun one. The Rockies ain't gonna get a lot of headlines this year.
No,
but
not
they did
to make you
maybe
make
maybe
you
today.
They
might
did.
Have to, they might have today with they, that with the fan
yes,
interference.
Their hitting coach was flying a jet. Was flying the Rockies jet.
Wait.
And is now being under.
With them on it?
With them on it. And now under. Now they're under FAA.
Wait a second.
I thought he was just on like a commercial flight. Oh my God.
No, it was. No.
Wait, the players and the team and everybody. Wait, the Rockies can afford to have their own jet? That in itself is impressive, but you know.
This hitting coach, who has probably never piloted a plane, was in the cockpit of a 757.
Oh God!
Taking so an Instagram,
not just the not, was definitely taking, not just the team.
No, was no. taking an Instagram video. His caption was "Had some fun in the cockpit on our flight from Denver to Toronto."
You're doing great.
Thanks to the captain and the first officer of our United Charter that allowed me this great experience. End quote. to fly a plane across the country.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
The FAA is investigating. United came out with a statement that they are appalled by this. We just had to mention it as we wrapped up our bonus episode. Could you just fly a plane if you had the opportunity?
I mean, I've heard that they just kind of fly themselves, but I have heard that.
But you don't take a video and post it either.
If it's their own private jet, then who cares? But they do not have a 757.
they have team contracts. So like Rockies have a contract with United to be the charter plane to go. So it's a team.
There better plane. Not have been other people on that flight.
It was the Rockies. They were going to Toronto.
It's the Rockies. I could see myself sitting next to Chris Bryant and Coach, you know, and just being like, "What's up, bud?"
They're not flying like, first class.
Are you still hurt? Yes, you're still hurt. Okay. Good talk.
United said, "We are deeply disturbed by what we see in the video. It's a clear violation of our safety and operational policies." No shit. Just decided to take the jet for a spin. Oh my God. That's all. We just had to mention it.
He had a glass of Dickel in his hand while up there. That would have
been a spin. Yeah, too. The official drink of the Juice Boy Show.
By the way, Mikey Dubs, that Dickel's on the way, my friend.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes, it is. Dickel is on the way.
All right, boys. That'll do it for our bonus episode. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Beautiful.
The doc was just too long. So stay tuned next week.
Extra hitter.
Yeah, we'll extra
hitter. This is like the second half of the T-Swift album coming in. A shocker. You had no idea.
Oh, my God.
And now all of a sudden it's a nice little surprise waiting for you on your feet. Yeah. See, we brought it all full circle.
Yeah, T-Swift equals Juice Boys, right? The same relevancy?
Always.
Swifties and the Juice Junkies. All right. They're all just one people.
Got to ever say Juice Boys one time, and then we will just
our lives will change.
Rocket,
Joey, we're skyrocketing.
You're driving Maseratis, my friends.
Love, love, love. See you next week.